And I've got the gentleman here who's been chairing today's EY 2010 conference. Could you introduce yourself, please, and tell us how you think the day's gone? How have you found it?
Well, my name is Dean Pepperlock. I'm from BBC Radio Sheffield, and I've been chairing the conference, just trying to make sure it goes fairly smoothly. It's a little bit like chairing a round table discussion on radio and inviting calls in from the surrounding public. We've got a group of about 25, 30 people here, all of whom are working in areas which we describe as having associations with poverty in some form or other, whether it be the elderly, people who have financial problems, young children in poverty, and so on and so forth. And they've all got something to add, and they have done. This particular year's initiative is an opportunity for people working with those in poverty in this country, and indeed ultimately government, to put together a strategy which can, at a time of great financial restriction, might be able to come up with some new good ideas for moving people out of poverty, whatever their situation might be.
And we've had a really varied board of people here today. How do you think the questions have been? And do you think it's been varied enough for something that is a European cultural issue?
Well, I think, yes, it is a European issue. And what we've got here is some people from this region, people that we've had contributions from Hull and York, people in Leeds, and a lot of people from South Yorkshire. And they're just working on the ground with people who have problems. A lot of them are of a certain age. They have retired, and they're volunteers. We have people who are younger who are volunteers as well, and some who come from the statutory authorities. And what's interesting is the mix of experience. A lot of people who, for professional reasons, are working in these areas, and what they come up against and what they obviously share with their fellow professionals, and the volunteers who work on the ground, who know their patch, who know the area, who've experienced firsthand the difficulties that people have. And they're the ones that I think feed back. The professionals are listening and watching and sharing their experiences too. And hopefully at the end of the afternoon, we'll have a fairly coordinated response, something to hand back. The CSV group, the volunteer sector that is actually putting this effort on here at High Melton, are going to be the people who pull it all together and feed back. And I think they have a fair bit of material to go at.
I think that's true. The experience of the people here will count for a lot, and the people they work with in their networks will add to that. So I don't know if you think today will have any definite outcomes or calls to action, or whether it will just be act as a very strong contribution towards what the action that will come in the future through the meetings following the information that's come out today. Do you think that people will leave with definite points of action today, or maybe it'll just be a contributing factor?
I think it's just the beginning. It is the early part of the year as far as this is concerned. I think there's some networking going on, which is always good. People exchanging ideas and exchanging contacts. No reinventing the wheel. We've already found out something. We'll share our experience with you. We'll point you in the right direction where we got a lot of help in the past, that kind of thing. And I think it is really just getting the wheels rolling a little bit. These people will then go back and pass on the word to a number of others who have not even heard of the European Year for Action on Poverty 2010. So again, it's a starting point, I think, rather than something that's going to come up with a big answer or a series of answers.
And how important today we've got some live streaming and we're doing audio interviews such as this that will go straight onto Twitter and Facebook and the internet. Do you feel this is an important part of integrating new technologies into these sort of movements?
More the merrier, I think. What's happening, one of the big criticisms about poverty is people not knowing what they're entitled to, being rather shy about coming forward. And the more you can get the word out to people who may well be working with those in those sectors, the better. It just means the whole thing speeds up. More people get lifted out of poverty, more people have their lives made better, and more people will acquire ideas and thoughts and maybe even contacts as a result of it.
And it's great to see the BBC here supporting things like this. And will that support be ongoing for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm just here as somebody who works at BBC Radio Sheffield, who works with one of the organisers from CSV, who has a lot of input into what happens in BBC Yorkshire. And I'm only too happy just to be part of this, to chair it. And I know that from what I'm hearing today, that during the course of the year, you'll hear a number of stories continued and repeated and developed on the BBC, both TV, online and on radio through the coming 12 months.
Thank you very much, Dean. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you very much.